Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a story which appeared in the brochure called Geula. It's a weekly publication, comes out in time for Shabbos, and it's used by mostly Bacharim, mostly yeshiva students, on their Mifsoyim routes that they give out to people in their cities. So the story is not signed by a person. It only says Mrs. R.B. And the story is called Back to Life. So Mrs. R.B. writes as follows. She said it was a very, very cold, wintry night in Eretz Yisrael. She lived in one of the settlements. That is one of the areas where Jewish people settled in the last few decades to live. And the local shlucha had made an announcement that there was going to be a women's gathering in honor of the 22nd day of Shvat. That is the yahrzeit of the Rebbetzin, Chaya Mushka, the wife of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And she had invited all the women who lived in the city. That night it was very cold, and the winds were howling outside. However, Mrs. R.B. writes, I knew that I simply had to go in honor of the Rebbetzin's yahrzeit. I could not go just because it was freezing cold. But the main reason I had to go was not because of myself. It was because I have a good friend who teaches with me at the local school, and she's a very, very successful mechaneches, educator. But that winter, she was struggling with a very difficult illness called anorexia nervosa, which basically means that she had a very serious issue with eating. And I don't mean overeating, I mean undereating. And when a person gets struck with this illness, they have emotional, psychological, psychiatric reasons. I'm not sure exactly how the whole thing works, but for some reason, it's very, very hard for them to eat anything. And they get thinner and thinner, skinnier and skinnier, and weaker and weaker. And she was now very sick. So Mrs. R.B. would visit her every day and bring her a meal, a special meal, exactly the kind of meal that she asked for. But every time she brought a meal to the house for her friend to eat, her friend found some excuse why she shouldn't eat it or she couldn't eat it. So therefore, it didn't help her. Mrs. R.B. writes that her friend's health was getting worse, and it's pretty clear that she had to be put into a hospital in order to take care of her eating. But Mrs. R.B. decided she was going to go to the gathering of women and ask everybody there to give a bracha to this friend and to request a bracha from the Rebbe, which of course all brachas come from Hashem, which hopefully come in the form of a letter. That is, that they would open a book of the Rebbe's letters called Igros Kodesh, and they would hopefully find advice on that page that they opened to that they could use in helping their friend. And of course, this would be in the merit of the one who the gathering was for, which was the Rebbetzin, Chaya Mushka. So even though it was so cold, but 30 women came to this gathering. And at the end of the event, they sat together and they wrote a letter. In other words, one person wrote and each person had a suggestion what to write, would make their suggestion, and together they wrote this letter. The shlucha placed it in the volume of Igros Kodesh, which just opened up randomly to a certain page. And it happened to be volume 9. There's probably about 40 or so volumes of the Rebbe's letters so far. Page 258. And they were amazed to hear how the letter that they opened to was seemingly right on target. The Rebbe wrote as follows. In relation to the life of the body, if a person will speak day and night that he believes in the value of food and he wants to accept it and eat it, but constantly doesn't eat, then the person's body becomes weaker and weaker, getting no benefit from all the talk, until eventually the person will not even have the strength to speak about food. Then the Rebbe said that it's similar to the idea of the neshama coming down into this world. And the neshama comes down to this world to do mitzvahs. So you could have a person who speaks constantly about the importance of doing mitzvahs, how wonderful it is to do mitzvahs, the value of mitzvahs, but actually never does a mitzvah. So the neshama, the soul of the person, does not become stronger because the person's not doing any mitzvahs. The person becomes weaker. And especially because that's the whole purpose of the neshama come down to this world, to the soul coming down to this world, to do mitzvahs. And the person's only talking about doing mitzvahs, but not actually doing them. And therefore, it's obvious why the person is not being successful. Near the end of the letter, the Rebbe wrote special instructions. If the person will listen to my advice, then he will immediately check all the mezuzahs in the home, and all the mezuzahs should be properly replaced or fixed to be kosher. Now the shlucha, Baruch Hashem, understood the Rebbe's words very literally. She said, the Rebbe writes in the letter, immediately, let's go right now to the house of this woman who's sick and take the mezuzahs to be checked. So all the women bundled up, put on all their warm clothing, and with a strong wind whipping around them, they headed towards the friend's house. They knocked on the door, but nobody answered. There was not a sound from inside. The shlucha decided that if we'd already come this far, we should at least take down the front door mezuzah, which we could touch, and we could take it down, and have it checked. But when the shlucha removed the mezuzah, there was no mezuzah inside. That is, when the shlucha removed the mezuzah case, there was no mezuzah. There was no parchment inside. So right away, Mrs. R.B. decided to buy the best mezuzah that she could find that night. And she asked that the shlucha should make sure to put it on the house that night. The next morning, it was Friday, and Mrs. R.B. went to school to teach, hoping and davening that her friend would be okay. Of course, previous night, no one had answered the door. Even though they were knocking, the bedroom door was very close. So, of course, Mrs. R.B. was very worried. During one of the breaks, she suddenly got a phone call from her friend. And her friend sounded much better than the last time. She said, "Last night, I felt terrible. I felt like I was about to die. Chas v'shalom. I was even too weak to pick up the phone and call for an ambulance. I don't know what happened, but this morning, I got up feeling a renewed strength, a new desire, and an energy to live." Mrs. R.B. smiled. She said, "I think I know what happened. You see, last night we had a gathering, and we talked about your situation. We wrote a letter to the Rebbe, hoping that a bracha from the Rebbe would be available through writing this letter. Of course, as we know, all brachas come from Hashem, but a Rebbe is able to help channel the bracha." And Mrs. R.B. told all about the Rebbe's answer. And she concluded by saying, "You know that you owe your life to the merit of the Rebbe Simcha Yemushka. It seems that somehow or another a bracha came through this gathering, which was all in her memory for her yahrzeit. And seems that this way you received a blessing from the Rebbe, instructions, and of course this blessing comes from Hashem. Now please, be careful with your health." Baruch Hashem, this woman recovered completely, and she today continues her work teaching girls and preparing them for their future with much joy. And that's the story. A story of a woman who had so much Avos Yisrael, and a whole group of women who had so much Avos Yisrael, try to help their friend, and were able to channel a bracha from Hashem through the Rebbe, with the Rebbetzin's schus and the Rebbetzin's merit, and this advice, and obviously this blessing, helped her to have a complete recovery. So one of the qualities of the final redemption is that illness will be wiped out completely. Not only will people not be sick, but to be healthy in a very, very powerful way. And eventually, even death itself will be wiped out. May the Geula come immediately, and especially through your learning of Torah, additional Torah, your doing of mitzvahs, additional mitzvahs, especially Av Yisrael, and especially as we have the situation today of caring about those Jewish people who have been injured or are hostages or families of those people. And it's very, very important to try to really feel a little bit, at least, of what they're going through. And this is part of Av Yisrael also. And to daven, and to learn, to do mitzvahs in the honor and in the merit of all these people that are really suffering in the front line of the battle, or perhaps have family that lost their life, or perhaps some of the people listening to this have family that lost their life, or were injured, or are even hostages. And with this Av Yisrael, we can bring the victory and the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.